When Ruby Bridges walked through an angry crowd to attend her newly integrated school in 1960, there was a white girl sitting in another empty classroom down the hall. Pam Foreman attended William France Elementary School during this first year of integration. Her mother, Naira, remembers the experience vividly. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, we hear from Naira about what was going through her mind during that turbulent time.
It didn't involve me, and I thought, well, let everybody do what they want to do. That's how naive I was. The world doesn't work that way, but I thought it did. The only thing that we ever heard or read was that the government was going to put 3 or 4 black children in 2 or 3 of the schools in Orleans Parish. But nobody knew what schools. Didn't pay a lot of attention to it because we were not upset about it. They were just little kids. And I just could never figure out, if they had the right to take their kids out of school, why didn't I have the right to let my child go to school? That's the way I looked at it. But then each day got worse. And they were hateful people. They were evil people. You know, you've seen pictures of them, I'm sure. I said, I'm afraid you won't be safe. And she says, I'll be okay as long as I'm with my dad. I want to go. So what am I going to say? No. I mean, she was serious for a 5-year-old. And she went out there. I look at some of the pictures sometimes, and I never see fear on her face. Never. Maybe she blocked it out. I don't know. So, yeah, for the whole 2 blocks they walked, they had people screaming and threatening to kill them, and they broke the windows and threw red paint as far as they could throw it in the house. They found us in Harahan. And they put a bomb at this minister's door. And of course, my dad was extremely Southern, so this did not set well with him. Oh dear, I don't know if he was telling me from a shock value or if it was true. I can't believe it was true. I choose not to believe it was true. He said, do you realize that I was a member of the KKK? And my mouth just fell open. I mean, this was the most loving, kind person ever in my life. And I could never imagine him being a part of any of that. So it made me wonder, where does that come from? Yeah, John Steinbeck was sitting on the curb. Interesting in the way he put it with what he observed, the people with the hate and this one little girl. How much damage could she do, you know? I gave no thought whatsoever because I'm still in the land of make-believe. I don't realize that this is going outside of the 2 blocks, the school and my house. I just could not cope with that. I couldn't believe it. And then when it got to be the city, I thought it was just a city. It couldn't be the nation. No.